I go, wow, my driveway is plowed. I'm saying, who the hell plowed my driveway? And I keep investigating and I'm looking and I go check my kids' rooms, make sure they're all in their classes. And I go in my son Buddy's room and he's nowhere to be found.
Hey everybody, welcome back to What's Up Cuz. I am your co-host, Erica Spiro.
And I'm Lisa Velastro.
And we are back with some updates for you guys this week. First of all, thank you so much for emailing us your questions. If you want to send us a question, it's whatsupcuzpod@gmail.com. That's whatsupcuzpod@gmail.com. So, as always, what is new, Lisa? What's the latest update?
Latest update, well, let me ask you your opinion, okay? Because I had a little situation this past week. So, you know, as you know, we had our first, like, snowstorm. You know, a decent amount, nothing major. Decent amount. And just so happened that my kids were on virtual school this week. And so I get up, and obviously we're not rushing to get up because, you know, they're on virtual. And I go, wow, my driveway is plowed. I'm saying, who the hell plowed my driveway? And I keep investigating and I'm looking and I go check my kids' rooms, make sure they're all in their classes. And I go in my son Buddy's room and he's nowhere to be found. And I'm like, where is this kid? He needs to log on to school. Like the way their virtual school is they're logged on all day. Mm-hmm. Like basically it's like you're in school all day without being in school. Mm-hmm. So I call him. Now, mind you, it's like 7:30, and I'm like, where are you? You're supposed to be on school. He goes, I've been up since 6 this morning. I'm plowing. I want to make money. I'm like, okay. How do I approach this? Because I don't want to reprimand him for wanting to go and make money.
Yeah.
But he's supposed to be on school.
I know. This is the tough part about the fact that every school now has the virtual option.
Yes.
And is used to switching.
Yeah.
Is I've heard so many kids being like, so many parents being like, you know, it sucks. Like, they don't really get snow days anymore.
No.
Like, a snow day isn't a real snow day.
There
isn't. They just have to log on online.
Exactly.
And it's like, it's tough. That sucks. That's like one of your favorite parts of childhood.
I know.
Is what
I
do you
know.
Do on a snow day?
I know. It's crazy. Mm. So now I go on my phone on like Life 360 because I, you know, follow them. And he's literally, like, at least a mile away from my house.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, he's really doing this. Mm-hmm. Needless to say, he prancied back home around, I don't know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wow, that's a long day.
Yeah. And he was so happy because he made, like, $400.
I mean, I'm sure.
And I said to him, but where'd you go? What did you do? He goes, I just knocked on people's doors.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so I really can't get mad at him.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm like, what's his rate? Yeah. I'm like, what was he trying? I'm like, I want to calculate how many driveways he did.
Yeah. Like, I really can't get mad at him.
Yeah.
Was I upset that he didn't log on to school? Yeah. But a part of me was happy that he didn't sit home in his room and do nothing all day and, you know, play video games.
Right.
So I didn't get mad.
Well, I was going to say, how does it work with the school? Did they contact you at all being like,
of course
hey,
they did.
He didn't log on.
Of like, course.
Because I was going to say, as a kid, you can't submit your own sick note. But now with everything virtual, I'm like, maybe you can.
Yeah, no, well, apparently he did email his teachers.
Okay.
But I still had to contact the school and let them know that he was not logging on.
What did he say to the teachers? Did he say he was sick?
I don't know. You
or was
know
he straight up like, I'm going to plow driveways?
I don't know. Buddy's a really honest kid, so I'm pretty sure he just straight up told them what he was doing.
Yeah. Funny that he told his teachers, didn't tell you.
Yeah. No. He's but like, you know what? I'll at least he's taking teachers. Responsibility.
Yeah, true. I mean, you know? I had to do that in college because I played sports, and it was like, it was on me to let my teachers know, like, I'm missing this class. There's a quiz. When am I taking the quiz situation? Or even if I just was missing a class.
Uh-huh.
To be like, can I get the notes? Like, you have to just show, you know.
Interest.
Show that, you know, you're not dumb, I guess.
Exactly.
You know, that you take responsibility and you're not hiding.
Yeah. What do you think your parents would have done in that situation?
That's a tough one. It's something that
it's
like...
It's tough, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think they would be like... My parents were very... I would want to get like jobs while I was in school. And they were like, your job is school. They weren't very like, good job is school. Like, mm-hmm. we put gas in the car for you and all this stuff. And also because my mom was like, when do you have time to have a job? Yeah. You don't. She goes, I barely see you doing work, which was 100% true. So because I played sports, she was like, we let you play sports because your grades are good. Mm-hmm. She's like, so if the grades drop, no more sports and no job. So I was fortunate that I didn't have to work. I would do the like occasional babysitting. I'd work a basketball camp in the summer. Like the summer I would work.
Yeah.
But school year, I wouldn't. But that's a situation that I think like my dad would be like, that's my girl. Uh-huh. And my mom would be like, school is important. Like, you know, like I think that's what the difference would yeah. be. You know, but they still, they would be impressed. They'd be a little like, if I came home with $400, I'd be like.
Yeah, yeah, he was, I was impressed. I have to say, I was. A part of me wanted to, not, I don't want to say reprimand him or yell at him. A part of me was like, come on, man. Like, really? Like, yeah. you have school today.
You know what it is? This is what I would do. If I didn't have, like, if there were no tests, no quizzes, and I said to my mom, like, this is what they were going to do all day. It's like nothing. Mm-hmm. And I did my homework and I handed it in or whatever. I feel like they'd be like, all right. Because I think my mom originally would just be sitting there being like, don't they have snow days in the year? Why are we doing virtual days yeah. on the first snow day?
Yeah.
Like, that's what's nice about the virtual is, you know, I grew up upstate New York. There were years that we had so many snow days
yeah.
that then we almost hit the max mm-hmm. where they were like, we might have to add a whole week of school because, yeah. you know, I was public school and whatever with the state. Mm-hmm. So that was more nerve wracking of like, oh, okay, like we want snow days, but we don't want that many yeah. that we have to do an extra week.
Exactly.
So that's what's nice about virtual. But then it's, you know, I'm like, why can't you got to give a couple?
I know.
You know, especially if it's not, there's not something mandatory that day that mm-hmm. was that important or that you had a test the next day. Like, it almost should be like college, like each teacher can make the call of
you're
like,
right. you're
you
right.
know what, social studies, we had a test yesterday. Mm-hmm. We'll start the new unit tomorrow.
Exactly.
Like situation, but.
But then on top of it, I really couldn't get upset because he did my whole driveway first.
Yeah. Yeah. He did yours first. He's smart.
He did mine first.
He's a smart
kid.
He's so, smart.
You know.
He knows how to negotiate.
Exactly.
You know?
So, yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, your kid wants. It's not like I'm going to knock on people's doors to go plow their yeah. driveways.
I mean, to me, it's just funny because I feel like of all your kids, Buddy's like the most, I would say, shy.
Yeah.
That I wouldn't pick him to go knock on people's doors
yeah.
blindly. I would think he was like, I texted all my friends and said, uh-huh. hey, ask your parents if they need like their driveway plowed. Because
yeah,
when you said you were looking it up, I thought you were going to be like, he was an hour away. Like, I lost him. I don't know where he is. Yeah, he's an hour away. Even if by the time he comes home, you know, situation.
Yeah, no. But listen, it's on one hand, it's a proud moment.
Yeah. He was early bird gets the worm.
Yeah.
He was on the move.
It is what it is. Your kid wants, right?
Yeah.
So I didn't get mad.
Did you say anything though for like future snow days?
I did not, but he's gonna wanna make money. He's the type of kid that wants to make money.
Yeah, I get it.
So he's a hard worker.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he wants to do, and I'm not gonna stop him.
I was like, maybe the compromise would be like, you can only do it till this hour, and then you gotta come home and do school. But at that point, it's like.
That point, once you're out and you're making money, who wants to stop?
Yeah, you especially know? If none of the teachers got mad, I'd do it again.
Well, I didn't get a call from anyone, so.
You didn't? Oh, you didn't?
No, I did not.
Oh, that's funny.
So
yeah, because then it's
sure.
almost like he could play the like number of sick days you're allowed at school game mm-hmm. or absent days. I definitely played that with, I was often late and I didn't get written up a lot because my first period was banned. And I stayed in band because it was first period mm-hmm. and I could be a little late and get away with it because everyone's setting up instruments.
Yeah.
I played trumpets, two pieces.
Yeah.
Put the mouthpiece on. I was mm-hmm. like, I'm ready to go. But my brother didn't have band. And so he got written up a bunch for being late. And then it hit the point he had to start doing detention after school.
Oh, my son got that this year. He was late 12 times.
Yep.
Ever since he got his license. Because when I was driving him, he was never late.
Yeah, we had to take the bus before uh-huh. we could drive, and the bus is on time. So if we missed the bus, my mom would be furious that she had to drive us. And then actually fast forward, my sister in high school, I'm home and my mom comes back one morning. I'm like, where were you? She goes, I drove Carla to school. I said, I'm like, you made us take the bus. And she looks at me and she goes, the bus doesn't get there early enough for Carla. She wants to go earlier. So I wake up and I take her because she wants to go earlier. She goes, I would have done the same for you. And I was like, Yeah, I wouldn't
That's
have gone earlier.
Funny.
Like, I was just like, all right, good point. She
yeah,
can have
here
it.
You go thinking that you're gonna get one, and she got you right back.
Yeah, no. I was like, that wasn't me at all. And I was sitting there being like, that bus drops you off like 20 minutes early. Like, what is she doing?
That's so funny. That is funny.
It was like she wanted to beat him, so.
Yeah.
Difference in personality, but
oh yeah.
What can you do? All right, let's get to some emails this week. Thank you guys for emailing in. If you want to send us one, it's whatsupcuzpod@gmail.com. That's whatsupcuzpod@gmail.com. All right, so this one is called Part-Time Gig. Hi, Lisa. I have been a fan of yours since 2010 when I was pregnant with my first child. Now he's in sixth grade and I spend the afternoons following him and helping him in the study, which is demanding for hours and hours. But I have two other children, age 7 and 2, and I find it hard to dedicate the time to them, even though we now live our days locked up a lot at home, doing the same thing over and over again. My husband has a painting business and arrives home at 8 p.m. I can't find half a day job, and I don't know what to do. What would you do if you were in my place? Thanks.
So she wants to find a part-time job? Is that what she's saying?
Yeah, it sounds like she wants to find half a day job to have something, maybe it sounds like to get out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
But then her other problem sounds like she feels she's giving so much time and attention helping her kid, who sounds like he's doing Zoom school. And then she has other two children that are younger, 7 and 2. And she says, I find it hard to dedicate the time to them, even though we're all home together.
So how does she want to find a part-time job when she's got a 7-year-old and a 2-year-old and... Maybe now is not the right time to find a part-time job, you know?
Yeah.
Listen, I understand the part of you feel like you're dedicating all your time to one child. I totally get it. I got 4.
Yeah.
You know? And it's unfortunate to say that the last one does get the least amount.
Really?
Well, in my situation.
Or like when everyone was young, do you mean? Or like still?
More when they were younger.
Right, yeah.
Because I have to say, Carlo is so laid back. Like, since the day he was born, I think because I needed him to learn how to self-soothe at an early age, because mm-hmm. I did have the other 3 kids, and at that time, they were young too. But they were mobile, where Carlo was not.
Yeah, yeah.
So I started from day one, and he learned to self-soothe, and it continued on for all his years. And he's just now the most laid back, quiet. He knows he plays by himself a lot. Like, he's very creative. Mm. So I sit sometimes now, seeing that he's going to be 11, and say to myself, wow, like, I feel bad. Did I not spend time with him like I spent with the others? And the reality it is, I didn't,
mm-hmm.
you know, and don't get me wrong. I have, you know, love him to death. He, you know, we're best of friends.
Right,
so
don't
think that I'm saying that I spent no time with him.
Right. Yeah.
But when the other 3 kids, when he was born, the other 3 kids were in elementary school. And that's when they were all involved in sports. Mm. And, you know, my husband was on TV and he was gone a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like juggling. So I could totally get what she's saying, that she's spending all her time with one. But I would try and carve that time out, you know, for the other two. You know, I remember we had this thing in the family room, and I used to call it the gate for Carla.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought the extensions on it. I literally made it the whole size of the room. And I put it in front of the TV. And whatever I put in the gate, I knew was safe.
Okay.
Because that was his safe place. And I literally remember sometimes just crawling in there with him and just laying on his like little couch just to spend time with him.
Right.
Because I felt like I needed to. You know what I mean? So I definitely would say that you have to try somehow to carve out time for each of your children.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really important, because as they get older, it's, you know, things that you'll remember like I did. And they'll remember too, you know, and if the older child is on Zoom, you know, all day, you got to also step away a little bit, because if they're old enough to.
He's sixth grade.
Yeah.
He knows, like, how to work a computer.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
He knows how to work it better than you. Yeah. I would guess, you know.
Yeah. At sixth grade, honestly, you shouldn't be really next to him doing Zoom.
Mm-hmm. Especially, we've been doing Zoom school.
Exactly.
It's not, when it was brand new, I feel like every parent felt like this of, you know, multiple kids or even just one kid, just like, they're like, it's hard of sitting there and trying to help them pay attention and engaged and stuff like that. But it's like, sadly, it is the future, and also the future of work is working from home.
Exactly.
And when you're working from home, you are fully on your own to do your work.
And you know what it is too? You got to think of it this way. You got to think of it as you're not neglecting your child.
No,
you're actually teaching your child life lessons.
Right.
Because unless they got to do it on their own, they're not going to be able to. Mm-hmm. You know, I use an example of my daughter when she went to college, laundry.
Yeah, that's a big one.
When everyone heard that I was not getting a laundry service for my daughter, they were like, you're not?
I didn't have that.
No, why?
Yeah.
I said, why does she need a laundry service? I said, when she has her own place, who's going to do her laundry? Mm-hmm. She is. So if she doesn't learn now how to do the laundry, what is that doing for her future?
Yeah.
And I do the same thing as when they're younger. Mm-hmm. You know, my boys know how to cook.
They do, yeah.
They know how to cook.
I've seen the videos. They're good.
And again, I haven't made my boys breakfast in a long time because I feel like it's a responsibility. Yeah. Not that I want to be a bad mother. It has nothing to do with that. You have to understand it's coming from a good place, because unless these kids start doing things on their own, they're not going to learn how to do them.
And why would they?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
It's easier.
So, you know, at sixth grade, I understand wanting to check on him every once in a while and make sure he's on, but you shouldn't have to sit with him.
No.
Definitely not. And as far as getting a part-time job, I totally hear you. I'm there right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to be with the people. I want to be where the people are.
No, yeah. I mean, well, you got the hang of working in the bakery every day.
Exactly.
And literally just the hang of leaving the house.
Yes. Can mentally just be. I want to get dressed up. I want to speak to strangers. I'm done goo-goo-ga-ga-ing, you know? Mm-hmm. My kids are a little older. So now I'm in that stage of my life that I wouldn't mind a little part-time job, you know?
Yeah, something.
So she's going to get there. She has to realize that she still has two kids that are still babies, basically.
Yeah. Seven
don't
and
rush
two.
It. If you could stay home and do it, don't rush it. Not everyone has that opportunity. Mm-hmm. So your time will come.
Yeah.
I called it, when I was in that phase, I called it the baby making years.
Yes.
Because I did not take care of myself. Mm. Everything was for the kids. And I really didn't care.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet she's a little jealous of, like, her husband comes home and it's like, where have you been?
I have to be honest, Erica, I personally never thought that way of my husband because, you know, remember when I had the four kids is when the height of our show hit.
Yeah.
And
yeah, Carlo's birth was on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I went from having my husband home at a decent time and making dinner for him every night to him traveling months at a time.
Yeah.
You know, so my life got turned upside down, like literally overnight. Mm-hmm. So, but I always knew, like, he was busting his ass. Like, you know, he would call me 100 times a day. He would tell me how his day was. So why am I going to complain to him? I know I'm busting my ass here, but so is he.
Right. Yeah.
You know, that's one thing I could tell you. I've been married 20 years, together 23. I never, never, never complained about how much my husband works. Mm-hmm. It's just not fair, you know?
So. It's not, yeah. Especially, her husband runs his own business. And painting is similar to baking, where it's like, if you have more business, you need to work more hours.
Exactly.
So the fact that he is busy till 8 p.m. is a great sign.
Exactly.
You know? Because I'd be nervous of, like, I'm starting my business, and then they're home at 2. I'd be like, okay.
Uh-huh.
Like, how many passes do we paint? You know? Like, you know, then you'd get nosy a little bit. But, I agree. You can leave your oldest kid at the computer, for sure. And especially if he, you know, says anything about it. It's like, hey, I have two other kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to juggle. And I was going to say, growing up, I never felt like neglected by any of my parents. But thinking about it, I was like, oh, naturally, I spent a lot of time with my dad because he coached me in sports.
Yeah.
And then when I played travel sports, all my siblings also played. So we would often split.
Mm-hmm.
So he coached my team. So I was with my dad. And so it's like, yeah, growing up, I spent more time with him than my mom, I would say. Just because of that one thing alone.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't sit there being like, oh, and I didn't spend time with my mom. She neglected me. Like,
no.
You get it.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
And it's really hard of the 7-2 or even 11-7-2 that they like might not really play with each other as much.
Yeah.
That I was going to be like, for the 2-year-old, since you are home, maybe you could offer with friends of like, hey, you know, maybe find someone else that is home with the 2-year-old. Like, hey, do you want her to come over and play? Because mm-hmm. then you can also have your daughter go over there and play. And then you get a little break and you don't feel guilty. Like, I'm not playing with her.
Yeah.
Because she's playing with somebody. But I get that it's hard in these lockdown times. So.
So hard. I mean, I can't even imagine having toddlers in these times.
Right. Yeah. It's tough. But hopefully, time moves quick, actually. Not yeah. even hopefully. It moves quick. So before you know it.
It sure does.
Before you know it, they'll all be gone. So
I want to just erase the last 2 years.
Yeah. I think a lot of people feel that way.
Yeah.
Going on year 3. So. Anyway, but thank you for emailing in. And if anyone wants to send us a question, it's whatsupcuzpod@gmail.com. That's whatsupcuzpod@gmail.com. So thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Till next time. Bye.
Bye.